and this is Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. Join me during the week from Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. All broadcasts are live. We also simulcast with Internet Cafe Radio that is originating out of Buenos Aires. A wonderful woman that I have met, a reporter, journalist, investigative reporter. Her name is Claudia Nelson. She has, put me up into the radio broadcast there, and every program we have here is going to be simulcast through their media, and then also we are simulcast through Pal Talk, which is another form. So we have other listeners, other venues here that are tied in to the Deanne Burley Show. I welcome one and all. Also, folks, I want to say that we're still looking for people to volunteer for this POWMIA march that's going to be in September 21st and 22nd in Chicago. First is Candlelight Vigil. The next is going to be a march for the return of military men from all wars. There's been rumored to over 20,000 still being alive in various countries, going back as far as World War II. Off of that, we're also planning on having two other marches, one in regards to cleaning up the corruption within the judicial system. Anybody want to get on board on that? Look, look what's going on in your state. Look what's happening all over the world. We need to march and shut down the streets in major cities and complain about the situation with the judicial system, and also have a petition drawn up to bring the judicial system to being legally correct and following the laws, removing excessive laws, so that we can bring this country back into order and get rid of all the corruption that is seeding right now in every political form. Then, again, we have another march coming up. We've got two more. We're going to have one in regards to the issue of, and we need to do this right away, the gas prices. 3 days, that's all it would take. 3 days, no work. Don't get in your car. 3 whole days. We need to say, hey, we're not doing this. We're not going to pay these extraordinary prices. In Chicago, the oil is going for $3.46 a gallon in some of the cities, and it is going up every single day, at least a dime or more. By the end of the next 3 weeks, we're going to see prices of $4 a gallon. And again, from this broadcast, I am saying to you, no more. Again, if we hit the streets, don't go to work. Don't buy any gas that is connected with Standard Oil, any of the oil companies that are connected with those that have gouged and caused the situation with these prices to go up and escalate to the point that people cannot afford to drive, to go to work in order to take care of their families. The only way this is stopping is that we, the people, we, not one, all of us, unite on this one effort. Do not drive your car. Do not buy $1 of gas for 3 days in the gas pump. And I bet you that the gas prices will go down at least a dollar. At least a dollar, as long as we hold off. If we get down to a dollar, imagine $2.46 for gas. How long ago had you seen that? So if we hold out and we do the right thing, all we have to do, 3 days, don't buy any gas, period. Then they will listen. Don't go to work. Don't do anything. Shut down. Those prices will go down. We'll be back, and I'll announce my guests, and I'll bring my co-host John up after this break. Call us 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com, Monday through Friday. You'll find me on Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, folks, we have some really great guests on the show tonight. For one, I'm going to bring up a situation that we need to be very concerned about, and we have to understand what it's going to be if this thing goes through, if it passes, where it is right now in the House and Senate, what we can do if it is a situation that we're looking at that's going to be bad. We have this hate crimes legislation out. The hate crimes legislation, if it signs in the law, what is it going to do for us? Is it going to be positive? Is it going to be negative? Our guest on the show, Reverend Pike, will talk to us about this bill, how the bill is formulated in the House and Senate, and he will explain to us the pros and cons of how this will affect everything we're looking at here as far as what is going on with corruption. Now, again, we've had things happen the last few weeks, one of which is the issue of Don Imus being fired off of several major radio broadcasts because of a statement that he made. We had Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton come before, along with a number of other activist groups stating that he needed to be removed. Now, the thing is, and the valid point of what he brought up, and I will tell you this is the truth, I worked on AM radio, and they do have a button that they push. and a button is pushed in case somebody comes on there and says something that's kind of gray or a situation that might be really too hot or something that would embarrass either the radio station or the host that's making the presentation. So what they have is a little button that they can push to stop what you say in the middle of the broadcast. They can block you off because there is a 6 second, I think it's 60, a 6 second delay on these things. And because of FCC rule, if you say something that's off color and not right, they can immediately fine you huge sums of money. Look at Howard Stern. Look at all these shock jocks, how much money they had to pay out. And they also had the little button at times that they would go off on the tangent, but then also that button was hit a lot of times where people did not get on and say certain things. So why wasn't in this particular case that Don Innes, who was involved with bringing out information on Oklahoma City and getting ready to bring out factors in regards to 9/11, was severely attacked and taken off the air. And then behind that, there has been a huge amount of infrastructure in regards to pushing this hate crime legislation. Then you have another situation. Is this, on the heels of too many people saying there needs to be a major investigation in 9/11? Because look what happened to Rosie O'Donnell. Same thing. The thing is, she just signed a contract less than 6 months ago. Now they're saying she's leaving because she wants a different contract? Come on. There's something wrong with this picture. What did she say? Same thing. There needs to be an investigation, the removal of this person, president, in the White House. As soon as she said that, then the next thing, you know, she's no longer going to be on the View under mutual agreement. So, you know, you look at people all over the place, they're getting pushed off because they say something that people don't want to hear about certain people. Now, the hate crime bill is supposed to be in regards to race, creed, and nationality, but we're going to bring that on here to discuss what it is, what we need to look at, and how this thing works for our betterment or for a nightmare that I think is getting ready to be imposed. Now, I'm going to bring my co-host up, John Alstasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Dean, yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. It was a great, beautiful day today. We had frost this morning, but it hit like 70s, low 70s, and just a nice sunny day.
Well, that's good. We're going to be talking here with our guest, Reverend Pike. Reverend Pike, are you here?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on, Deanne.
Thank you very much for coming on. You have been working, I know, very hard with this legislation, trying to get knowledge out, you know, what it is. And we need it. I wanted to explain to the public, what is the major concern about this bill that you feel?
Well, in order to understand this legislation, we have to understand what's happened to Canada during the last since 1971. In 1971, Canada adopted a federal so-called anti-hate law. It's the Canadian Human Rights Act. It was basically the work of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, who had been lobbying literally for 20 years trying to persuade Parliament in Ottawa to enact a federal anti-hate law. And up there, they basically said the same thing they're saying in Congress right now, is that saying to the legislators, you've got a big problem out in the provinces. You know, there's all kinds of violent hate crimes out there. The local provinces, local magistrates are not enforcing their hate crimes laws as they should. We need a big federal law coming from Ottawa that will unify local law enforcement and federal law enforcement around the whole country. Now, what happened up there was very quickly that federal law became diversified and broadened out as the judges began to make law from the bench and in every province. What they did was they did more than say, well, this is just against violent physical hate crimes. They said, well, we need to protect everybody's emotions and their tender consciences and feelings and self-image and so on. In other words, we need to protect specially protected federal groups like homosexuals, Jews, Indians, and so on from verbal violence. You know, those words that hurt, those that hate speech that makes people feel diminished and inferior. And up there in Canada now, it's considered hate speech to quote directly from the Old Testament or the Book of Romans, because the Bible describes homosexuality as an abomination. This is considered holding these members of the gay community in contempt as a minority that has a higher rate of AIDS and is diseased and is with their hepatitis and so on. They should not be, for example, hired as health care or food preparation workers and so on. So today in Canada, the final result of their federal hate bill passed in 1971 is that it is now illegal on Canadian broadcasting from the pulpit and even from the street corner to criticize homosexuality in specific terms. It's also illegal to pointedly say from the pulpit that the Jewish leaders had Christ killed 2,000 years ago, which is considered the crime of anti-Semitism. Now, the same people who took away freedom of speech in Canada are now working hard. They've just got the federal hate bill passed in the House of Representatives last Thursday. They're working hard to move the same legislation through the Senate this week, get it onto the floor of the Senate, and pass in the Senate. And so what this basically this legislation says is, again, you know, we've got a big problem with violent hate crimes out in the states. States aren't enforcing those laws like they should be. We need a big federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. to put down violent hate crimes. But again, exactly as in Canada, the same thing will happen. Who will flesh out this big bias-oriented justice system that this law wants to set up? The answer is judges all the way down the peck order. They will adjudicate from the bench. They will inevitably broaden this out into a speech crimes law. And so this is extremely dangerous, especially for people like you, Deanne and John, who are in the business of exercising your free speech as a profession. This will create a tremendous chill in especially far-right talk radio, so that you will have to look over your shoulder and not criticize a whole list of specially protected groups which will be supplied to you by the FCC.
Well, see, this is the whole reason. I was on AM radio, and again, as I had stated earlier, they have like a switch that you use, you know, a delay for people that might say something that they don't want, you know, to go over, because you would get huge amounts of fines for saying things. And the thing is that the reason why indie radio was so much better is that, and everybody started going to indie radio because you had the freedom of speech that you're supposed to have under constitutional law to state what you, you know, feel. And the thing is that in one level of this bill, it could be a situation that, again, there have been people of hate groups that have been saying things that are, you know, not right, not, you know, of what, you know, rights and wrongs are supposed to be. But then on the other tip, if you have a situation of people out there that are reporting factual truth of people based on certain, you know, involvement as far as certain organizations, certain groups, and certain things, now, will that mean a situation you can't talk about that?
Well,
you know, you can't talk about these people, you know, for what they have done?
Well, again, up in Canada, I was told by Doug Christie, who is the preeminent civil rights defender of free speech in Canada today, he told me that if he were to say, or any broadcaster would say on Canadian radio, that homosexuals have a higher rate of AIDS than the rest of the population, that would be immediately indictable as hate speech. That would be probably a minimum $5,000 fine for the broadcaster who said that, and certainly would lead to the loss of the broadcast license of the station who allowed that so-called hate speech to be broadcast. Now, obviously, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta will confirm undeniably that homosexuals have a higher rate of AIDS, but under these bias-oriented justice systems in Canada, Australia, Germany, and so on, truth is not admitted into those courts. The only criteria of whether a hate crime is heard is whether somebody has had their feelings hurt.
Well, we're going to stop you here. Folks, you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this break with John Alastasis and our special guest, Reverend Pike, when we return here.
Looking for something, sweet dreams are needed.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
With Deanne on RBN Live. Folks, if you want to get in touch with me, call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171, or call me at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Also, email is deanne.burley @gmail.com, DANNE.BURLEY@gmail.com. And we need your signatures. We're working on a petition for POW-MIAs. Please go to www.DANNEBURLEY.AM. It's DANNEBURLEY.AM. If you go on there, there's a petition, and we are very proactive in what we do. We look at problem solutions, and that's what this broadcast is about. So please go on the website for POW-MIAs. We need your signatures, and we need to make a mark in this and try to get our Constitution back, laws back, and the freedom of and the rights of all Americans back to the, where it's supposed to be here in the United States. Here with our co-host, John Alastasis, and we're here also with Reverend Pike. John, do you have any questions of Reverend Pike?
Well, it just seems that this, say, the mention of gays, even if it's a truth statement of just statistical information, is the same as bringing the Mexicans into our country to where everybody looks the other way. The troopers are told to leave them, stand down. They're going to let the truckers come in and all this kind of, it's just... it's an illusionary shutdown of creating, you know, havoc in the country. You know, an example, I have an association of a gay friend, and I was asked the question, well, what do you think of gays? And I mentioned, I said, well, I kind of consider it a fatherly sin to the fact that we have penalties given to us, and it doesn't matter if you're born black or born white or whatever. We're born because God's let us be born one way. And as we have pollutants and whatnot that might affect us to make us gay, because like the end product of plastic, phenol A, is estrogen. And so now why is that estrogen worked on certain people to maybe make them gay or change their natural basis of being what their hereditary gender is? And so as I mentioned that, I said it's not that most people that I know that are gay are explicitly clean and you know, they just are different. They want to be left alone. They know they're not quite right as far as, you know, being what nature has made us. And but it doesn't make them bad people per se. And as I've just mentioned, all the people that I know that are gay are very nice and try to be very cordial. And it must be very frustrating for them, because even for people that are hereditary of the proper gender, it's hard to find a mate sometimes. And I can't imagine not being of the proper gender and then trying to find a mate. It must be a tough road to hoe. And so, you know, it's not that I approve of what they do to some extent. I have questions about maybe them raising children or so. But at the same time, I don't put them down all the way either, to the fact that, you know, they are who they are. And you can't really change them. It's not that you might not always agree with, nobody agrees with everybody on every issue. And so we can't just say, oh, you're evil or something.
Well, the problem with this legislation is that it sets up special classes of people for special federal protection. And I happen to believe that that homosexuality is a grievous sin against your God, your Maker, your future, your possible children you might have had, and so on. But perhaps that's not the issue tonight. The issue is that this legislation sets up groups of people according to race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, what's called sexual or gender identity. Nobody quite knows exactly what that means is. And it gives, in violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, it sets them up for special privileges under the law. Let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. If we had a scuffle on a playground or a high school baseball diamond or something, and there was a short boy who was being beaten up by another boy, and he was called runt, and he was assaulted, he was given a black eye or whatever, what redress would he have before the law? Well, his dad could take him down to the police station, show the police that he had been the victim of an assault. He could even claim that he had been verbally assaulted as a runt, a historically approvable, a member of an identifiable group which through the ages has been beaten up and discriminated against on the baseball, on the playing fields of the schools of the world since the beginning of time. Little boys have been beaten up on the playground. Okay, now what if we had... And then if the assailant were found, what would he get? Maybe 100 hours community service or whatever. Okay, that's one class of historically discriminated against people. Now, what if we had a young man of the same age, let's say he's 15 or 16, and he comes to the schoolyard, and he has his high heels on and his pantyhose and his wig and so on, and wearing a dress, and he is assaulted and he is called faggot. Now, what are his recourses? Well, under this legislation, the federal government. Are we going off the air?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hi, we're back, and we're live here, and it's Deanne, and folks, call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, there's an interesting question I was thinking during the commercial break of what happens with this type of thing with this legislation. It's going to change the course of news media in a big way. Now, we're not talking in the situation of homosexuals. We're talking about the situations going on in places like Iraq, places like the situation of Palestine. Now, Palestinians have said things about the Jewish community because they feel the Jewish community has taken over their lands and property and their rights, and if they say something, then that can be construed as a hate crime. If you say something that you're looking at a bunch of people and you're saying that, okay, these terrorists, would that not mean that the president himself is a part of the Hate Crimes Act because he has now informed the public and said that the terrorists happen to be of Islam, which is taking over a bunch of people based on their nationality and saying that they're a race or a creed of people that deal with hate crimes. So they wrote legislation. It's coming out of the White House, and they got this hate crimes bill. Now, where does it put them when they come on there and say that we're going to go after the terrorists, and the terrorists they're talking about are Islamic?
Yeah, and that means that you're really hitting the bullseye there, Deanne. You know, in England this last year, there were several liberals We're not politically conservative, not right-wingers, who I believe it was in the privacy of a conversation in a pub, one of them said that regarded Islam as a wicked faith, as he described it. Both these men were indicted for that conversation. They were facing 7 years in prison for the hate crime of attacking Islam, hate speech against Islam. Fortunately, a jury of their peers acquitted them a number of months ago, and they were free. And similarly, down in Australia, there were two pastors who were indicted for criticizing Islam for similar reasons. Now, if the President of the United States were to talk about Islam in these pejorative terms, holding Islam up as Islamofascism and all these kind of loaded terms, it's theoretically President Bush could be indicted. And you know what's interesting about or threatening about these hate laws is that it doesn't matter if you stop saying these words against groups. David Irving was indicted and found guilty in an Austrian prison for remarks he privately made something like 15 or 17 years ago in a semi-private context, you see. So the thing that to remember about these hate crimes laws is that they can turn on even those who create
support it and support it, because again, right, every day that you have heard for since we went into the Iraqi war, the President of the United States, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, and all of them have talked about the terrorists being Islamic, the terrorists being Bin Laden, the terrorists being not Osama Bin Laden, but Hussein. These are all Islamic people, and it's targeting a race and creed and nationality. Therefore, the race crime, if they sign it in action, the president is signing a thing that now he cannot use those terms. That means that also the Jewish people can't say anything about Palestinians. The Palestinians can't say anything about the Jewish people in regards to crimes that are going on in their community, in their areas. That means that everybody is going to be subjugated to arrest based on this thought process. That means if a black person happens to be in the middle street and something like the Aryan Nation comes down into their area and commits a crime, if they say something, that's going to be construed as a hate crime. If the Aryan Nation says something about blacks, it's going to be a hate crime. So the thing is, well, are we going to arrest everybody?
Yeah,
so the whole situation is on this platform of writing these bills. These people don't think that they have so much laws out here right now that are on the books. They have enough laws out there right now to basically come in and do what they need to do to stop people from any facet of anything they think and want to do currently. They don't need to add any more laws. They need take away from the laws they already have.
Sure. This whole law is extremely, or this whole bill is extremely redundant, because our traditional Anglo-Saxon law and judge and jury system and so on do a magnificent job, relatively speaking, to bring justice, and always have. For example, let's consider the murder of Matt Shepard back, I believe it was 2001. It was not really a hate crime. His assailants really wanted $20 he had in his wallet, and they were on drugs and so on. But nevertheless, the state of Wyoming, which has never ratified a state hate crimes law, gave them triple life penalties, you see, and sentences. And the judge and jury system is very capable of taking into consideration matters of motivation and heightened sentences, enhanced sentences, making justice fit the crime, and so on. And yet what the ADL and the homosexual lobby are drilling into us is, we have an epidemic of hate in America. We have all kinds of intolerance. The Don Imus anecdote reveals that the recent killing in Virginia shows what the rampant hate there is in the country, and so on. They're using all these arguments to try to panic us into establishing a huge federal hate bill, a hate crimes bureaucracy, with an initial budget of something like $8 million a year. A large amount of it goes to grants and so on in the states. And This is all just superfluous because, as President Bush said in his statement, you know, President Bush is threatening to veto this legislation, and I certainly applaud him for that. But in his statement, which he gave on Thursday morning just before the vote in the House of Representatives, he said exactly what I'm saying here is that there is no compelling reason being presented by this legislation why all of these violent and bias-motivated crimes of such a manifold nature in the nation need to be federalized, that is, making it a federal crime. And as I was just before the break, I was talking about how if a homosexual student were given a black eye on the football field, the full powers of the federal government would be able to come down because that would become a federal crime because he has special federal protection, criminology, investigative powers, all kinds of staff and researchers would be there to find the culprit who gave him the black eye and so on. None of those privileges would be given to the short boy who was called a runt and similarly victimized, you see. So it is not our imagination that this bill basically violates the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Back in medieval times, this is taking us backwards in the centuries, because back in medieval times, the royalty and the nobility had the right to kill deer and rights and privileges which the common man did not have. If a peon in England, medieval England, killed a deer to feed his starving family, his hands were cut off. But the royalty could do that, you see. And our founding father says we don't want that kind of special privileges for special groups. We want everyone to be equal before the law. And I certainly would agree that a homosexual has rights under the law to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, but he doesn't have special rights to law enforcement and government powers and triple penalties. You realize that if on that football field the boy had hit a homosexual, it would go from a misdemeanor to a felony, triple penalties under the federal hate crimes bill.
But then on this hate crimes bill, I'm looking at a situation of a positive throw here, because this is a situation that, again, as they say, you know, according to law, now they're saying that the Hate Crimes Act is based on you saying anything, doing anything against a certain creed, nationality, or whatever of a person, or saying certain things out of tone and out of text. What is that going to do to the hip-hop industry? What is it, you know, when they refer to the N-words and different things in their songs, that's going to have to end? And then also in this hate crime legislation, again, I would say that us going to war in Iraq will have to stop immediately, because that's a hate crime act against the people in Iraq and Iran, because, again, we're looking at them as being Islamic. So the thing is that, you know, folks, when they think of these laws, and this brings back to the point I've been bringing up all along, your tax dollars is going to this. Your tax dollars is going to these people thinking of these inadequate laws that they put in the books that now they're going to pass legislation on. Now, simply, would it not be adherent to say that anybody, which is already law, there's a Jim Crow Act, there's laws on the books they currently have, and not one of those laws mean a crack of beans these days if you go in the judicial system, because nobody abides by them. So why write more of them?
Yeah,
now, John,
right.
Do you have anything to say in regard to that?
Well, the president, again, and I do applaud him, he was saying that existing law is very adequate to deal with all kinds of crimes of violence and even bias crimes in the states. And this whole thing is a ploy. Basically, we have to remember that all this comes from ADL B'nai B'rith. I do have a video which people should watch. It's being shown at Google. It's actually video.google.com, and it's called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. It's 80 minutes long. It's a powerful documentary showing how the Anti-Defamation League, especially in Canada and European countries, has brought about these hate laws. And it's very obvious that the ADL is not particularly interested in the in the feelings or the emotions and rights of the homosexuals. They're using the homosexual lobby, which has something like a $30 million annual lobbying budget in Congress. They're using them as a kind of a battering ram against Christian values, Christian civilization, and so on. The ADL is extremely anti-Christian. They're always up front suing Christians and taking down the Ten Commandments and the Christmas trees and the manger scenes and ending prayer in schools. They're always very aggressive in their anti-Christian agenda. Basically, these laws are directed basically to criminalize, to persecute Christians. And I'll give you an outstanding example of what I'm talking about. Several years ago in Philadelphia, in October of that year, 2005, there were 11 Christians doing nothing more than singing a hymn, a Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, and holding up signs during a huge gay rights rally the streets of Philadelphia. And Lynn Abraham, who is the national executive board member, a national executive board member of ADL, and also the district attorney of Philadelphia, she gave up the command to arrest those Christians. And there were 11 Christians, including two elderly women and a 17-year-old girl. They were thrown in the Justice Department jail for 21 hours. They were socked with seven different arrest warrants, including violation of the ADL's Pennsylvania hate law. They were the total possible penalties for those 11 Christians would have been 47 years in prison and $90,000 fines each. Now, fortunately, I was on the scene and I did literally hundreds of talk radio interviews explaining the plight and the injustice of what we called the Philadelphia 11. Now, there's an example of what ADL is really after. In Canada today, they are going after pastors, they're going after administrators of church schools, they're going after evangelicals who are critical of homosexuality, dragging them into the hate crimes tribunal systems, fining them hugely and exhausting them financially in the courts and so on. And what I have to say is that unless we really know who is behind this, we are always going to be shadowboxing, because ADL is kind of the eye of this octopus behind the scenes in all kinds of legislation, not just this bill, but do you realize that there are two more speech crimes bills in the House of Representatives right now? And what people have to do is to speak out, identify who's behind this, and hopefully this will actually stimulate the Jewish community to put pressure on their left-wing brethren in ADL, B'nai B'rith, to pull back a little bit and leave our Christian civilization alone.
Well, I want to stop you right there. John, do you want to say something here?
Well, you know, just thinking about it, you know, there's things we take for granted. Mad Magazine is sold to our children, and it has explicit sexual pervertedness in it, and yet we let our children buy it. We have a situation of just our comic strips in the paper. You have political satire. You have just takeoffs of all these things that we're talking about. You would almost have to alleviate any joking of the comic strips out of the papers. I mean, it would eliminate the page.
Well, you know, that's John, that's exactly the criticism that many of the intellectuals in England are bringing against the British hate law. This British hate law is still in the works. It already protects Muslims and Jews, but it doesn't give the same protection to Christians or other people, other religions. So it's already discriminating against Christians and perhaps Buddhists or whatever other religion.
But shouldn't it be a situation that everything should be so much into control? I mean, everything that we're talking about here, again, as a former circuit deputy clerk of a court system, and looking at all these laws that have been legislated and passed, and knowing how these laws basically lay dormant, millions of them are sitting there dormant with no infrastructure or nothing, but used when needed to be used by crowded individuals in government settings against people that they are targeting. This is when the law becomes a situation of not basis of law. Now, based on Christianity, law is supposed to be equal justice for all mankind. Doesn't matter who you are across the board. But the bottom line right now is the judicial system currently has become so corrupt that even if you have these laws, I mean, if you have somebody writing this law, passing it, as John was saying, it'll stop cartoons. It will stop people from saying anything on the street. Anything you might say, it brings together an FF Nazi thought process that anybody can ride through, say you're saying something that they feel is derogatory, and then put a racial tendency to it or a religious tendency, and that means that you could be arrested on the spot and taken away. And this needs to stop. You know, again, there's some good measures in it. Again, if the president gets on the air and he says anything about terrorism, and he says anything about Islam, and he says anybody says anything about Israelis or Jews or anybody that says anything about anything can be subject to fines, arrest, and everything else. So, folks, when you're listening to this, think about how this is going to equate to you.
Well, torture is good because it saves our lives.
We're coming to that. We'll be back. We got Rita in Colorado. We're going to bring her up after we come back after the station break. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're here with Reverend Pike. He has a website called truthseekers.com.
Truth tellers.
I'm very sorry.
Truth tellers.org.
Okay, .org. And again, it's a good site to go for information. We also have John Alstasis here. And John, you have any questions for the Reverend? And then we're going to get Rita on.
Quickly, the videogoogle.com, what was the following?
Video.google.com, and actually I have four major video documentaries up there, but the one I'm referring to is Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians.
Okay. I just want to appreciate what you've done, because it's, you know, even though I'm informed, you've really educated me tonight, and I appreciate it, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'm going to bring Rita up. Rita from Colorado. Rita, hi. How are you doing? Welcome to the Dan Berlin Show. Rita, are you there?
Hi, Reverend Ted. Hi, Deanne. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing, Rita?
Oh, I'm all right. Since everybody's given their website, mine's www.geocities.com/Leona. That's Leouna. And I just wanted to say, you know, people are a little bit confused, especially about some of these issues with Christianity. And some people, you know, we aren't on the same path as everybody else. And I have certain inalienable rights, and I had to take this track where I didn't realize my rights till I was 45 years old. And now it gets to the point where we start connecting the dots, and we see there's a reason, a method behind all the madness of everything about revelations and such. And we have traditional people, you know, there are always going to be traditional people, and there are always going to be universalist people, and they're always going to have this back and forth thing. And what happens is that there are people that when I get to my rights, I breed, and I sire children, and because I have these special rights, I was able to close the National Bank of Holland on February 18th, 2002, right after they went into euros, and Holland hasn't been able to figure it out yet. But what they really need to do is put God in their constitution, so they can figure out how we get to the point where there are certain people that attain the rights, such as myself, that we can be faith keepers and really custodians of gene pools, plural. Now, everybody else isn't. Everybody else wants to be in the argument, but you're not. You're with, you know, a universalist faith, and that's good. You know, you should be able to be with anybody you want to and do whatever you want to, but some of us have to care about what happens, because when we descend into this point... Oh, can I continue after the break?
Yeah, I have to stop you for a minute, and we'll be right back after break. And we will be with Rita, and we're talking to Reverend Pike and also John Alstasis. We'll be right back.
A message for all.